OpenAI's models, codecs, and managed agents are now available on Amazon Bedrock, giving AWS only enterprises GPT-class capability without routing prompts outside their cloud perimeter. This genuinely matters for regulated industries. But the coverage uniformly skips the catch. Bedrock does not accept OpenAI API keys. Your OpenAI Python client, your bearer token rotation scripts, your authorization, bearer SK, headers, none of them work. You are now in IAM territory, and that is not a config tweak. The announcement says Oz customers can deploy OpenAI capabilities natively. The engineering reality is that you are swapping one auth model for a fundamentally different one, SIG v4 signed requests, IAM role policies, and a new observability surface. Most teams find out the hard way when their first OpenAI chat completion create call returns a 403 from a Bedrock endpoint. Keyfax OpenAI models, including GPT-OS20B, codecs, and managed agents are now listed in the Bedrock Foundation model catalog. Bedrock uses AWS IAM SIG v4 authentication, no OpenAI API keys accepted. Data stays in your chosen OS region. Requests do not transit OpenAI's infrastructure. Bedrock guardrails, content filtering, PII redaction, topic blocks, can be applied to OpenAI models just like any other Bedrock model. Cost is attributed via AWS billing, not the OpenAI usage dashboard. IAM cost allocation by principal user or role is now available in Cost Explorer and CUR2. The auth flip, from bearer token to SIG v4 OpenAI's native API, is a bearer token model. Set OpenAI API key, attach it as an authorization header, done. Bedrock is built on AWS Signature version 4. Every request is cryptographically signed with temporary IAM credentials. Here is what that difference looks like. Native OpenAI SDK. Same call rooted through Bedrock, BODO3. The BODO3 call requires an IAM identity with Bedrock, invoke model on the target model ARN. That identity is typically an IAM role assumed by your workload, an EC2 instance profile, a Lambda execution role, or a role acquired via SDS, assume role. Temporary credentials rotate automatically. There is no secret to rotate by hand. This is strictly more secure than a long-lived API key, but the operational surface is larger. You now manage IAM policies, trust relationships, and permission boundaries instead of a secret store entry. Observability. CloudWatch, not the OpenAI dashboard when you use OpenAI's native API, usage data flows to your OpenAI dashboard, token counts, latency percentiles, error rates, rate limit proximity. Via Bedrock, that pipeline is severed. Your observability surface is now CloudWatch and AWS Cost Explorer. What you gain? Bedrock now supports cost allocation by IAM principal in Cost Explorer and CUR2. Tag inference costs to a team, project, or application with IAM principal tagging, something the OpenAI API only approximates through per key attribution. For FinOps teams running multi-team AI platforms, this is a real advantage that the native API cannot match. What you lose? The OpenAI usage dashboards per model latency breakdowns, organization-level spend forecasting, and real-time rate limit visibility do not exist out of the box in CloudWatch. You build those dashboards yourself via CloudWatch Logs Insights or CUR2 exports to Athena. Budget accordingly, this is a non-trivial observability engineering task for a first migration. See research/OpenAI/2026-429 for the original research note that flagged this announcement as a hot signal. When Bedrock-hosted OpenAI models make sense migrate to Bedrock when your workloads already run on IAM roles and SIG v4. Adding another bearer token secret is the actual overhead. Data residency is non-negotiable, regulated industries. HIPAA, FedRAMP, Financial Services, SOCH2 often prohibit sending data to non-OS API endpoints. Bedrock keeps all inference inside your VPC. You want cross-model guardrails applied uniformly. Bedrock guardrails, content filtering, PII redaction, deny topics, apply the same policy to Claude, Titan, and now OpenAI models through one configuration. You cannot attach a Bedrock guardrail to a native OpenAI API call. Stay on the native OpenAI API when you have no existing OS infrastructure. Acquiring IAM credentials, configuring BOTO3, and debugging SIG v4 errors purely to access a model you can already reach with one NVAR is negative ROI. You need OpenAI's usage dashboard for real-time rate limit visibility or organization-level token accounting. That data is not available through Bedrock. You're building a multi-cloud application where Oz lock-in is itself a risk. Bedrock deepens Oz dependency. The native API keeps your options open. This decision mirrors the pattern in core slash Claude tool use from Xero, where the same trade-off applies to Claude. Bedrock hosted Claude versus direct Anthropic API. The auth and observability shape is identical. The IAM patterns transfer directly. Header that Bedrock does not recognize. You must use Boto 3 or another Oz SDK to generate valid SIG V4 signed requests. What to do next if you are evaluating this migration? Start by auditing which OpenAI API calls already run inside an existing Oz workload, Lambda functions, ECS tasks, SageMaker pipelines. Those are the natural first candidates because the IAM identity is already there. Verify credential acquisition works before writing inference code. Oz SDS get caller identity should return the expected role, ARN, from your workload environment. For teams new to both Bedrock and multi-model IAM patterns, course slash Claude tool use from Xero walks through the foundational patterns, including how to structure IAM policies for model inference, when Bedrock's cross-model guardrails justify the migration cost, and how to instrument CloudWatch dashboards for LLM observability. The same AWS patterns that govern Claude on Bedrock now govern OpenAI models too. Further reading, OpenAI, OpenAI on AWS, Amazon Bedrock, what is Amazon Bedrock supported models? AWS Bedrock API reference, invoke model, AWS IAM user guide, identity and access management for Amazon Bedrock. Oz, cost allocation by IAM user and role in Amazon Bedrock.